failure.
Are you talking to me or are you talking about the song?
All right, that was Failure coming at ya. No, we're not doing that.
You say that every week and then you do it every week. I think that should be your new thing. Wait, your thing. It's not new.
All right, how are we going to start this?
I think we already did.
No, we did not.
This is all staying in.
Anthony lives in.
Oh. Oh, shit. It's all staying in. It's all staying in. Every bit of it.
All right. Well, anyway.
Good. How's the place you work for doing? How's that doing? Oh, shit.
You got to pay for your whole seat, but you only need the edge of it. I actually heard that on the radio here yesterday.
No way. I haven't heard that in years.
Sunday.
I thought they've retired that.
All right. Let's
Let's
go ahead and do a show then. Do you want to start new recordings just so all that other shit's not in there, just in case? Or will you remember?
No, I'll remember. I'll take it out.
Okay. All right. Sorry, Peter. Peter Norica. That was Traverse the Abyss. New songs, Failure. You'll hear that whole thing either at or towards the end of the show. Fuck, man. You know, it's... why? I think this is like the fourth time we played them.
Yeah.
We should get a fucking shirt or something.
We should.
You know what?
I think we should be in the band. I mean, I can play the hell out of a tambourine.
I think that we should be allowed. So it worked with the movie that we talked about last week. We're going to be in the credits.
Right.
But that's not good enough. We want to be featured in the movie.
Throughout the whole movie, I want a lead role.
So with Traverse the Abyss, we need to demand every band that we play, we need to demand they write us a theme song. So we have like 50 something theme songs to choose from.
I think we should demand that I'm the new lead singer in your band. If we play your show, if we play your shit, I'm your new lead singer.
Yeah, so speaking of music. Oh, anyway, they got a new album coming out. I think that's what I was supposed to say. And instead I just demanded that they
make you their lead singer? Wait, that was me.
Looks like August 24th, you'll be able to get that song and some others on iTunes and Google Play and Spotify and Bandcamp and YouTube. So it's free then.
It's free then. It's not free. If it's on, just because you can find it everywhere, it doesn't mean it's free.
It's on YouTube.
There's a paid YouTube service.
You're thinking of YouPorn.
No, I mean, I always am, but there's a service that YouTube Red or YouTube something.
Is that similar to the service your mom provides?
Yeah.
Are right. You telling me that Traverse the Abyss sucks cock for a dollar?
I mean.
How dare
you? Duh. Who wouldn't suck a cock for a dollar?
Anyone?
I was going to say, it was... Huh? You were long to answer on that one.
Trying to think of how much information I wanted to give. I mean, $20 is $20.
Exactly.
Oh, fuck. So you were recently on another podcast for, I think, the first time, right?
Right.
By yourself, anyway.
Yeah, right.
Those of you that didn't venture over and listen to Anthony on Po' Boys, I was going to be a dick. I'm not going to be a dick.
You can. It's okay. You don't want to break character.
Oh, fuck, man. It was like I was hoping to learn a little bit about you. Not learn a little bit about
them. You know me for like 10 years. What else is there to learn? I'm shallow. You can see right through me the fucking first time you meet me.
Fuck it. No, but I mean, at least I don't care if it was a story or something that I've heard in the past. It was just about punk music that nobody gives a fuck about.
So you learned a lot about me.
And then, all the clips that you played or he played or whoever the fuck was running the shit over there was just like somebody beating on pans or just, and you're like, yeah, I really dig that one. No, the fuck you don't. You don't dig that one. Oh, it speaks to my soul. Fuck off.
I'm glad that you're here to tell me what I like and don't like.
There's nothing.
I was thinking, man, I wonder if I like this. Let me ask Doug.
There is nothing to like. It was just a sound. That's not
right.
Music. It didn't speak to anybody. It was just
right.
A sound.
Right. Are you serious? So all music is a sound, you retard.
Here, hold on. I'm going to record a whole fucking album for you right now. So it's that typical hipster bullshit that you only like stuff that you know other people will say they don't like. That's
right.
That's the only reason you sent that to him. I think I have that CD. It's called 35 Sound Effects That You'll Never Find a Reason to Use.
That's a shitty name for a CD. Oh, you can talk as much shit as you want. It's cool. I don't care.
All right. So here's how it should have went. If you wanted to.
This is great.
Welcome to Po' Boys Podcast. This is that motherfucker, Jody B. Anthony, you sent me over some motherfucking music. Tell me, what kind of music is it that inspires you, you motherfucker? And then you get on, and I can't do a good Ray Romano voice, but then you
just do a little Kermit the Frog.
You would get on and say, you know what? I've always found myself.
Is that Yoda?
Hold on, man. You're breaking down the fourth wall.
Sorry.
I've always found myself referencing back to the first time that I listened to Run-DMC. Run-DMC has helped me.
So now I'm a black Ray Romano?
Hold on. Let me play a clip of the song that has got me through high school. Yeah, see, this is that motherfucking shit.
And now I'm in the mob?
That's how that fucking shit should have went. Play some good shit, not that fucking pots
and
pans banging
me.
Bullshit.
You're just not cultured.
And you're cultured like cottage cheese.
All right. So, obviously, either I didn't articulate myself or you missed the whole point of that conversation and the whole point of the reason that I sent him that particular album. Should we go over it again? Because obviously you didn't listen the first time.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's spend 4 hours rehearsing. Nope. Reviewing. Regurgitating. Your two-hour conversation. He was trying to make it interesting, and it was like you were trying to avoid it at all costs. No, I'm just fucking with you. Actually, I enjoyed the interview. And actually, you did articulate your point, but I just wanted to reference that you were on there, and I didn't want to suck your nuts and say, "Oh, this is funny."
You should have.
Fuck off.
If I pull him out now, will you at least look at him?
Sure, flop him out there. Fuck it.
Flop him out there. I don't give a fuck.
So yesterday, Friday, I left work, and I had a great day at work.
All right.
I was in a good mood.
All right.
So much of a good mood that I pulled into a gas station, went in, I bought myself, whatever, doesn't fucking matter what the fuck I bought. I went to the fucking gas station. When I got out, I sat in my car, and as soon as I closed the door, out of nowhere, because he was not there when I went to my car. But as soon as I closed the door, I heard on my window.
Oh boy!
And I look, and there's a large black afro. There was a face attached to the afro, but it was
he just pushed his afro against your windshield.
and he's sitting there like, so I don't have tinted windows or anything, but he's sitting there like looking in, you know, with his hands cupped.
What the fuck?
And I turn and I'm like, and I roll down the window, and he says, "Listen." Oh, and I gotta get his
That's
voice.
That's a great
right.
way to start the conversation.
No,
listen.
No, it gets better than that. Because I had assumed he was going to say, "You got any money?"
Yeah.
And I would have then just thrown my hands up and screamed, "I'm white, please don't kill me." So I rolled down the window, and he goes, it was like the guy from Green Mile, if you've ever seen that, with an afro. He's very large, older black man.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't wearing bibs, and he didn't spit bees into my face, but he said, "Listen,
awesome.
I don't got no guns and no knives on me. Can you give me a ride?" And because I was in such a good mood, I said, "Of course,
sure. As long as you ain't got no guns and knives, we're good."
And he sits down next to me in the because I let him ride up front.
Yeah,
and
that was nice of you.
And he looks over at me and he says, "I'm not crazy. And I ain't got no guns and no knives, but my car's broke down, and as far as you could take me, I would appreciate it." And I said, "Awesome. All right, so which direction are you going?" And thank God he pointed in the same direction that I was headed. So we get on the road, and he goes, "Now, as I got to be honest, I am drunk."
At least he's being honest. And you said, "So am I." And he stepped on the gas.
So my thought was, because I'm white and privileged. Well, sir, that means that you would have been drinking while driving if your car broke down.
You are so white.
Well, that can't happen because that's illegal, sir. So he said, "It's just, I live in this trailer park up here," and it, where he told me to turn off the road at, I knew it was about a mile.
Yeah.
And I'd never been down that road. So I start going down the road.
Yeah.
And going and going and going. And so we pull into the trailer park, and now I'm probably 10 minutes off the main road.
Oh boy.
And this is the fuckiest trailer park you have ever seen in your fucking life, man. I mean, you know how some trailer parks have like decks and sheds and
don't.
They didn't have decks. Some the
trailers were decks. There's no walls.
I'm jumping ahead in the story, but the guy's trailer that I dropped him off at had a cooler for the front steps. So you step on the cooler to go up into skirting, nothing. I mean,
that's amazing.
So anyway, I'm going down and going down this road, and then we had to take a little off, whatever. Yeah. And he's like, "Keep going, keep going, keep going." And
I gotta be honest with you, I got a gun.
So my left hand is on the steering wheel, you know.
Yeah.
And I had my phone in my right hand. I set my phone down in the center console, and I made a fist. And I was trying to look natural.
Yeah.
But I had my arm situated in such a way that it was cocked, that if I felt like he was going to do something, I was going to hammer fist him in the nose.
All right.
And so I know this whole story reflects badly on me because I'm making an assumption that he is going to harm me and he's not just looking for a ride back to his house.
Sure.
Whatever.
Whatever.
So we round this corner in the trailer park and he's like, "That brown one right there." And I'm not shitting you when I say there was fucking 10 guys standing in the yard. I'm like,
oh God.
I'm like, all right, so.
And they were all white, right?
I don't know that there was a black person in that trailer park.
All right.
Or a white person in that trailer park. So I'm like, all right, here we go. You know, I have found myself in situations where I've been fighting multiple people at once. I know my limits, and it's well below 10. So anyway, if this motherfucker had swatted at a fly, because I was so fucking tense, had he like brushed a piece of lint off him or a spider or a fly or something, I would have.
You would have hit him, and then that group would have killed you.
So it's like being a cop. That's how I felt. I was put into a situation, a highly stressful situation.
Yeah.
And the only thing that I had to rely on was my training and my instincts.
Your training is non-existent, and your instincts is to drink gravy. How is that going to help you? I don't understand how that's going to help you.
So anyway, he's like that one right there. So I pull into the little driveway, and everybody kind of spreads out to allow my car in. And I'm expecting them to just surround me like this whole thing's a fucking setup, you know?
Yeah.
Like, hey, we got some back fat. Let's skin him.
Let's skin it.
They fucking wearing my skin in the fucking moonlight the next night.
Come on, they're not savages.
they're gonna skin me and wear me so they can feel what it's like to be white.
This one will make a suit for all four of us.
And a suitcase.
Oh, God.
So anyway, he gets out of the car and says thanks. But
that was the end of the story?
So I actually missed the part where why I started getting nervous, I guess. When he... when we're driving down the road and he gets to the part where he says, I got to be honest with you. I'm drunk.
Yeah.
He starts calling me Big Baby, but it's like, all right, Big Baby. And then the window's up, the passenger window's up, but he's like, he's screaming out the window. I got you, Big Baby. That's when I started getting tense. I kind of forgot the most important part of the story. But.
This guy's a psychopath. What the fuck? But he got out, said thanks for the ride, and went inside. That was it. And
yeah, that was it.
Wow.
I just thought that the only reason I shared the story is because it's kind of like an insight into my mind that I'm not as perfect as I pretend to be when we're talking about race and all that.
Yeah.
Had it been a white guy taking me to a suburb for a ride, I would not even have made an assumption that I'm about to get murdered. And I think statistically, white men are serial killers and black men are not, right? But
yeah, I think that's true. Overwhelmingly. I don't think there's any black serial killers, are there? Maybe one.
But for some reason, I had it in my head that when this guy started yelling Big Baby and, you know, he was just happy that it was like 105 yesterday, 120, 30. I don't know. It was hot.
He was happy he had air conditioning, and that was that.
Yeah, and I'm ready to punch him for it.
Well, I'm always here to remind you that you're not perfect. Don't forget.
I got a video I want to play.
All right.
Nope. It's going to be an audio. Right. I got an audio I want to play. And I want to put yourself in the mindset of a cop. I want you to pretend that you're the cop in this situation.
Okay.
And tell me, don't try to be funny. Don't try to be anything other than serious.
Okay.
Okay, it's going to be for what we discussed. This seatbelt.
You know what? I should probably set it up instead of just start playing shit. All right. So apparently the video was taken by a black guy. Must have went on Facebook Live or some shit. So anyway, the cop is just walking up to issue a citation.
Okay.
And here's the interaction between the two.
All right, Mr. Warren, what I have here is a citation, okay? It's going to be for what we discussed, the
yeah.
seatbelt, okay?
Yeah, perfect.
What I've done is I've assigned you a court date of 20 August at 10
yeah.
o'clock in the morning if
yeah.
you choose to appear in court.
Yeah.
If not, you have up until
yeah.
that date to
yeah,
launch
I got
a citation.
I hear you loud and clear.
What I'm going to ask you to do is sign the bottom of this, and I can give you an admission of guilt, just stating that you have, in fact, received the citation.
Hey. Hey, nah, man, I have my seatbelt on.
And
you can try that court. Bullshit. I have my
okay.
seatbelt on, nigga.
Okay.
So what?
Are you refusing to sign?
Do I have to sign it?
I'm giving you the option to sign it. Are you refusing?
Do I have to sign it? If I don't sign it, will I go to jail?
Are you refusing to sign it?
If I don't sign it, will I go to jail?
No.
Are you sure?
What did I just say?
So if I don't sign it, you will not pull me out this car and take me to jail?
That is correct.
You will not issue a warrant out later so they can take me to jail later.
If you do not comply with the citation or appear in court...
Boy, your breath stink like ass, man. Oh, my mama, nigga.
You will have a warrant.
All right, man, give me the fucking shit, man.
Okay, are you going to sign it or no?
I'm going to sign it, you dumbass nigga, duh. What you thought, nigga? If I said give me it, I'm going to sign it, nigga.
Well, then sign it, sir.
Give me the fucking pen, man. I don't want to reach in your hand and you pop me. Knowing you motherfuckers, man. Shitty-ass courts, nigga. Man, hurry the fuck up, man. Pathetic-ass cop, nigga. Your whole fucking squad pathetic, nigga. My mama, nigga.
All right, sir. There's your copy.
Appreciate you.
No, I appreciate
Get
you,
Get the
sir.
Fuck on, faggot-ass nigga boy. Come on, man.
All right, this is John Quiñones. What would you do?
I don't know. I think that cop handled it correctly. He kept his cool, which I'm not sure if I'd be able to. Maybe that's the training they put cops through. Keep their cool.
I would have shot him. I would have shot him.
I would have shot him right in the face. Was there anybody else? Does it say if there's anybody else in the car? Or?
It didn't look like it. From the way that the phone was moving around, it looked like it was an empty car. But if there was, I would have shot them too.
You would have shot them too? I would have shot myself just for being part of that interaction. That's fucking terrible. Well, I mean, what an asshole. Why do people have to be such assholes?
So, do you agree? So, you're not a fan of cops?
No.
Right?
That's oversimplifying it, but yeah, sort of. I'm not a fan of the system.
Okay, let's unsimplify it.
All right.
Are you a fan of shooting cops?
No.
Okay. Is it just the people that abuse the power that you have a problem with like everybody else, or do you categorize everybody that's a cop is part of the problem? That's not a fair statement because it's leading you down a path of putting a blanket statement over everybody.
Yeah. So my problem is with the way the police force in general works. I understand that not everybody is like that. I get it, but I've always told you that anybody that would want to be a cop in the climate that we have now, you want control over people. Those are the exact kind of people that I don't want to be cops.
when you say that the way that the police force works, are you talking about like if one cop pulls over another cop for drinking and driving, they let him go? But
yes,
if you pull over a black guy for a broken reflector on his bike, you shoot him.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's that. And then there's, I mean, it may seem trivial, but to position a cop on the side of the road with a radar gun in the hopes that people are going to speed by so you can go out and collect money from them, how is that protecting and serving anybody except for collecting money for the state? I mean, they're just bill collectors is all they are.
So that would lead naturally into the conversation we're going to have about the bait trucks, but I don't want to jump to that yet.
Okay.
But we'll go back to that.
All right.
So you don't think that, do you think deterrents work? Do you, like the cop on the side of the road with a radar gun looking to collect money, do you think that stops people from speeding, which in turn reduces the number of crashes and fatalities?
I think that
it's been proven that it stops people from speeding right there at that point. So, yes, if there was a cop every 15 feet, then
no,
yes.
That hasn't been.
I think they've done studies. They've done studies.
Cite your sources, bitch.
USA News Today for tomorrow.
.com/.gov.
Right.
So you're telling me that when you're riding your motor scooter in a your moped in a 35, that does it even go 45?
Yes.
Okay. Do you go 35 or 45 when you're on your moped?
Whatever the speed limit is, that's what I go.
Why?
Because that's the fucking speed limit. I don't want to get a goddamn ticket.
Right. So you're just telling me that it fucking... you just told me that it works. You dumbass.
Why am I a dumbass?
You just said that the only time that it reduces speed is if somebody's standing out there with a radar gun. And your immediate next sentence was that you won't go faster than the speed limit because you don't want a ticket.
No, you're not understanding what I'm saying.
Can we just move on or just...
Yeah, I got nothing. We'll chalk that up to you not understanding what I'm saying.
Good enough. Now, what about... I don't know where to go from that. That was too easy.
All right. What was your next question? Where were you going with this?
I already proved it. I don't got... Now it's just going to be filler.
So you're saying that all these things are good?
All these things. Yeah. Like, all the things are good.
All the things are good all the time. So if there is, I'm at a red light waiting and there's no cars for 30 miles, I run that red light, you think it's okay that a cop comes out of nowhere, takes money from me. That's acceptable.
Okay. Yes.
Why? Why? I mean, why is that acceptable?
Okay. First off, the obvious flaw in your logic is that you said there's nobody for 30 miles, and then the cop comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, so, I didn't see the cop, but he was hiding behind the billboard or whatever.
Okay. So what if you didn't see the car that was coming the other direction? You run
because,
the red light and you
because
and you,
the cops
you
are,
killed be- you killed an entire truckload of illegal aliens that were being hauled. You
to
you
Area
racist.
51? You racist. I'm a Nazi, literally Hitler. We all made it all full circle.
Okay, so let's say there's not anybody for 10 miles. Is it okay then to run the red light?
Yes.
What if there's nobody for 2 miles? Is it okay?
Yes, yes.
What if there's nobody for 300 feet?
I'd have to do the math on how long it would take 300 feet for me to get through that intersection. So if I can do the math before they go in front of me. You're missing the point of what I'm saying. So if there's a cop hiding behind some bushes or trees or whatever where I can't see him in the blind spot, not in the road, but there's nobody coming down the road in either direction, and I run this red light, and that cop sees me run this red light, even though he knows and I know that what I was doing completely safe, he can just take my money now.
If you don't like it, get out of the country.
I think that argument works for just about everything.
USA. USA.
Fucking America.
So I understand your frustration with the law, but I also understand why the law is in place. Because just like you couldn't answer the question, neither can anybody else.
When is it
safe to run a red light? Is it 2 miles when another car is not around? Or is it 50 feet? Or if you know that if you punch it, you can get by in front of them, does that make it okay because you didn't get hit?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so that's fucking retarded.
No, it's not. Use common sense. And if you don't make it, well, you shouldn't
you ever,
be around
you ever
anyways.
Watch them, you ever watch them videos of people driving in Russia?
Yeah.
That's
you
what
just
you want?
Invalidated my whole argument.
This is
all right,
fun.
We're going to chalk this up to you not understanding.
Okay.
You just don't understand. You just don't understand capitalism.
uh, So we still haven't even got to a real reason why you don't like cops. Everything that you're saying is just falling down.
Have you ever seen that movie? That's a great movie. Anyways.
So where I would agree with you is, but I wouldn't. I don't think it's the cops' fault. Like how DUIs or DWIs, now all you have to do is like walk by a craft brewery and inhale the fumes and you'll have enough to get a lose your license and pay $40,000 and whatever.
Right. So that helps make my argument.
But like I said, that's not the cops. The cops' jobs are enforce the laws that the people vote to pass. Right. The problem is most laws don't get voted on, or if they do, it's by people that are fucking ignorant and above them.
So, in my opinion, cops are people, part of this society. So if they're enforcing laws that they know are not just, they are part of the problem. You take a group of people and you say, here's the laws. And those people say, well, that's not right. And then they go out and enforce those laws anyways. They're shitty. That's a shitty group of people.
I am going to... I'm this is the only thing that I can grasp at to try to invalidate your argument. And I'm going to hope that you're going to be honest.
All right.
So I have another path if this don't work. But
all right.
At work, do you have any PPE that you are required to wear?
Yes.
What?
Let's explain to people what PPE is, because I'm sure they don't know.
Personal protective equipment. So safety glasses, earplugs.
Yes.
Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you're walking with somebody or talking with somebody and you notice they don't have their glasses on or their earplugs, and you say as a reminder, hey, you need to put your glasses on?
No.
Okay. So like I said, I was going down a path that I wasn't sure that the outcome was going to be, but
no, because if I were to do that, then
okay. No, that's fine. That's fine.
I have no interest in doing that.
If you were to do that, you would show some form of leadership, and I know we can't have that, but anyway.
Right.
So I'll okay. So swing and a miss. That's fine. That one's on. That chalk that one up to me not understanding.
There you go. Now you're learning.
Have you ever been in the car with somebody else driving and said something like, you need to put your seatbelt on, or you need to slow down, or don't hit that car?
don't hit that car. No, I've never said that. I have said slow down, but I've never told anybody to wear their seatbelt.
Okay, so by telling the driver to slow down, you are doing the same thing that the cops are doing. You are enforcing a law that you don't believe in. You're a witness.
But I don't believe in slowing down so you don't hit a car? That's stupid.
No, you never clarified why you said it. You just said that you told them to slow down. So I made the assumption that they were breaking the speed limit.
Oh. No.
Bullshit.
I don't care about that. Okay. We'll chalk not understanding.
I'm sure you've been riding around with your moped gang and the...
the butter knives.
Yeah, I was going to say the rusty spoons, but...
Nope, the butter knives. I'm not even kidding about that. When I used to work at that place that me and you worked together, not at the same time, we had a gang called the butter knives.
It was awesome. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. We never rode around together. We just joked about it at work, but we said we got a gang and we're called the butter knives.
Well, because I made that art for that fake back patch for them fucking tools that we used to work with that used to ride around together, and I called them the Butter Knives MC, but I don't know if I got that from you or whatever. You know what? Nobody gives a fuck.
Nobody fucking cares. We're the Butter Knives, and we're not going to cut you. Don't worry.
Cut you off in traffic.
Good one.
Anyway, you're wrong, but
no,
that's
fine.
I
just don't understand.
You want to... So now we got to go circle back around to entrapment, because that's what you were talking about, and the bait truck. All right, so are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know if you fucking fell asleep or what.
No, I was trying to think. I mean, you're saying entrapment like...
Okay, so just hold on.
All right, go ahead.
So you sent me this, I think you included me in a group chat with Mexican. And
all of them, the whole household.
You know, I don't want to give away his identity. If I was to say a Mexican and then his name's Jose, they'll be able to pick him right up.
He started off a conversation with me the other morning by calling me an obnoxious. You're an obnoxious piece of shit. That was how we started the conversation. I'm like, oh, he must have listened to the show.
Why is it that I get to say whatever I want? And even with Jose, you've never once said a bad word about Mexicans.
Nope.
I talk about Mexicans every show.
Right.
And then he calls you an obnoxious piece of shit and always takes my side.
Right.
MAGA.
Awesome.
All right.
I don't know why that is. I'm the, what do they call that? You're the straight man and I'm the gay faggot man. What do they call that? Where you got one guy and
faggot.
I'm the whipping boy or the whatever you call it. I'm okay. I know my role.
You're the Kunta Kinte of this show.
There you go. As long as people laugh, I don't give a fuck. You can think whatever you want about me. It's cool.
Hashtag my name is Toby.
Just fucking laugh.
Okay, so here I whenever you send me an article or whatever, you know, I typically look at it and decide pretty quickly without reading it if I want to talk about it on the show, just based on the headline.
Okay.
And then every once in a while, one of them will, you know, get me interested enough to actually read the article. And this one, I watched the video and all that shit, but.
Yeah.
I felt like as soon as we started talking about it, we would start arguing.
Okay.
And I think I texted you back, hey, you know, I'm putting this up because I know that you're going to be fucked in your view with this.
Yep.
So we don't know what each other's views are on this story.
Yes.
So it's just video. The headline is video bait truck filled with Nikes in black Chicago neighborhood was part of a railroad sting. A community activist questions how residents can trust police after the bait truck sighting in Inglewood. All right. A truck loaded with Nike Air Force. Is it Nike or Nike?
I always say Nike, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
You know, if that E at the end had a little line above it, it could be Nika.
Nike. then it's French.
A truck loaded with Nike Air Force One sneakers. And is that Louis Vuitton?
I think so, yeah.
And Christian Louboutin shoots turned up in the Inglewood neighborhood of Chicago last week. It was a bait truck parked by Norfolk Southern Railway Police with assistance from Chicago Police to lure thieves to their arrest. The truck traveled to more than one site in the predominantly black community on the city's southwest side. Police arrested three people during a sting, which was intended to curb cargo theft in the area, according to Norfolk Southern. All right.
I'm curious, why don't you tell me what you think about this?
I'm not done reading. We gotta build this up, Buttercup.
Uh-oh. All right.
In the recent past, individuals broke into parked freight containers in the Chicago area, stealing a range of consumer goods, to include guns and ammunition in transit. Norfolk Southern spokeswoman Susan Turpe said in an email to Fox. Norfolk Southern has the responsibility to ensure the freight we are transporting is safely delivered and does not pose a risk to the communities in which we operate. This week's police operation was intended to directly combat such unacceptable thefts. I thought there was a quote in here that I liked. Bait devices, be they unattended vehicles or packages, are intended to be stolen. Police typically leave them in high-crime neighborhoods and spots where thieves are most likely to take them. A parked bait car, for instance, would be left in an area where car theft is a problem. Bait devices are rigged with surveillance equipment and tracking devices so that authorities, usually waiting nearby, can quickly catch offenders who make off with them. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, what's your question?
What do you think about all this?
I am good with them. I think bait cars and bait trains and bait airplanes...
Bait worms?
Bait babies. Everything.
Bait babies. I think we need more bait babies. This could take a weird turn. Just one little phrase turned the whole thing around.
All right.
Bait babies.
Bait babies. Got it.
Oh, I love it. Let's talk about bait babies.
So, do you have a problem with using bait trucks?
Absolutely.
Of course you do.
Because I'm a rational human being, you idiot.
No, you're not. That's your reason why you're good with it?
No, that was...
Go.
Start. That was a retort. We were having a conversation.
That wasn't a retort. That was an insult, you fucktard.
Touche. All right. Go. Tell me why you think this is okay. Why you think this is a good thing?
Because it catches the bad guys.
You dumbass. Who?
Hold on. So we have to lay the groundwork because this is going nowhere.
Right.
I'm for it. I'm against it. Gotcha.
Moving on. Bait babies.
Is there a problem with... Do you have an issue with people stealing other people's stuff?
Yes.
Do you think that people that steal other people's stuff should be arrested?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the only questions you got?
It said three people were arrested for stealing out of the bait truck.
Right.
So those three people that are arrested are not going to be stealing from anybody else.
Right. I can't believe that. I can, because you texted me that you were going to have a differing opinion than me, you thought. So I knew you were going to take this side. I hope that you're just doing this for the show, for the effect. There is no way that you actually believe that this is okay.
You have done nothing but just launch insults at me. You have not. I just gave you a reason why I think it's okay. Now, what you should do then is give me a reason why you don't think it's okay, other than just saying, I hope you don't believe this way because you can't
Don't tell me what I should and shouldn't do. Okay. So if you okay. So if you go down, if you drive down a poor neighborhood.
Say a trailer park filled with black people that want to murder you.
So you drive through a poor neighborhood. Most likely what you're going to see is on every corner, you're going to see, I live in Illinois and they just legalized this. So you're going to see casinos filled with slot machines on every corner in every poor neighborhood. And you're going to see convenience stores with big, huge signs advertising how cheap the liquor is, how cheap the cigarettes are. You are
supply and demand.
You're targeting poor people, uneducated people in shitty neighborhoods to keep them trapped in poor behavior that makes them poor and shitty. And then on top of that, you're going to dump in a big, huge truck of nice shit that they've never even seen before, never had anything nice in their life, and their lives have been shit, and the cops are beating the fuck out of them all the time. You know, the cops are terrorizing them. You give them something that could raise their social status, and then you put a camera on it and hope they steal it so you can bust them. That's a horrible, horrible thing to do.
I believe that what you just tried. So I disagree with everything that you just said up to the point where I tuned you out. You're telling me that. Okay. I wish I would have listened to what you were saying so I could rebut, but what I got out of it was that you have recently watched Boys in the Hood.
No.
Hold on.
If you want to talk about guns, why is it that there's a gun shop on almost every corner in this community?
Why?
Tell you why. For the same reason that there's a liquor store on almost every corner in the black community. Why? They want us to kill ourselves. You go out to Beverly Hills, you don't see that shit.
So is that what you think? They want us to kill
ourselves. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the best
way you can destroy Who's people. They? Who's they? Who? White people?
You.
I want them to kill themselves?
I'm not saying that they want them to kill themselves. I it's a little bit different, but I'm thinking, or I'm saying that... They are kept in poverty by the living conditions that they're in. You don't see casinos on every corner in a affluent neighborhood. You don't see a liquor store on every corner in an affluent neighborhood. It doesn't happen.
All right. So in the city that you live,
yeah,
how many casinos are there?
if I drive downtown right now, I could drive past 7, 8. I've counted.
Are you calling the gaming machines casinos, like when they have three of them lined up in the gas station?
But if you're adding that in, it's a lot more. No, I'm not. They've got actual places set up gaming. They don't call them casinos, but they call them gaming whatever. You're frozen.
No, I'm not. I'm fucking dumbfounded.
No, you're frozen. Your screen's frozen. Are you still there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
All right. All right. Yeah, but you're breaking up a little bit. I want to know why are you dumbfounded?
Oh, no. So if you're saying that in nice neighborhoods, they don't have the gaming machines, right?
If they do, they're few and far between.
Do you know why that is? Do you think it's because people that live in nice neighborhoods don't gamble? And that's
no, they just drive to the shittier neighborhoods to gamble.
Do you really believe that?
Absolutely, I do. Why else would they put them up 12 in a shitty neighborhood and none in a nice neighborhood?
So you think that it is a... Okay, so let's do this. Let's say that you were going to open up one of those game rooms.
Right.
Would you do it in a nice neighborhood where people tend to be more conservative with their money? Or would you put it in a place where you think that you're going to be able to get the most money?
If I was opening one, I would put it in the place where I would think I would get the most money.
Okay. Now, are you doing that to keep the people down, or are you doing it just to put money in your pocket?
But does that matter?
No, I understand that one begots the other. Is that right? One begets one. One one affects
one
the other.
E pluribus unum? What? No, it doesn't matter if my intentions
just,
are
just
good.
Answer my question.
What I was saying was that it doesn't matter if you're starting a business, your intentions are, I want to make a bunch of money. That's irrelevant. You're doing something that is harmful. The what happens, the outcome is what's important. Not, well, I thought I was doing a good thing. Okay, you're not.
All right, so you're full of shit. No, so you're right, but you're also...
You're full of shit, you're right.
No, so you're saying that because these liquor stores show up in shittier neighborhoods and the gaming rooms show up in shittier neighborhoods, that it is a common theme that they are trying to keep black people down, and that is not the case. It is a bunch of individual decisions of people that are trying to generate as much money as possible, and they are putting the businesses in where they will generate the money. I'm not saying that's good. But I don't think that they should not be allowed to do it. What are you going to say? If your neighborhood is predominantly poor and black, you can't have a liquor store because we want black people not to drink. Is that what you're for?
No, I'm not for that at all.
Okay, so what exactly are you for? So I agree with you that typically the shittier the neighborhoods, the more predatory loan places there are,
right?
The more availability to liquor,
right?
Pawn shops,
yep.
All that shit is in less affluent neighborhoods,
and preying on poor people. I'm not talking black. I'm talking poor. Right. I don't care if they're white, black, whatever. I'm talking poor.
But the people that are preying on them are the individual business owners. It is not a white people are trying to keep black people down.
Or I never said that.
Or even a you did say that they were trying to oppress them, and that's not.
I said they. I didn't say white people or black people at all.
So you can't
tell me that the country or where we live right now doesn't stigmatize being poor. If you relate in your head being poor to being a bad person.
I did that before all this.
I know, because that's how you were brought up. That's how everybody's brought up. If you're poor, that means you're a failure.
But it's true.
It's
all right. Let me ask you. So I'm just fucking around with that. Of course, I don't think that way, and I've never thought that way. Typically, I believe that the more wealth that you have accumulated, the shittier person you have been.
I agree with that.
Well, in our conversations, I have no idea. I shouldn't even get into that. I talk to somebody quite often because of this show.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say anything about who he is personally, but I do know that twice in his life he has been a millionaire.
Okay.
And I also know that he goes out of his way to help people.
Okay.
He is somebody that I am assuming that will never be a super wealthy person.
Okay.
Because he is so giving, because he is a good person. You know, he's not out to accumulate wealth. Right?
Right. Okay.
Now, with all that being said, I do know some people that are very, very wealthy and will step on people's necks to get another dollar.
Right.
Stepping on the necks of autistic children.
Stepping on the heads of autistic children.
Stepping on the heads of autistic children. Whoever it was that sent that tweet to me, thank you.
Yes, thank you very much for that. So for the sake of you are asking me what I want, you said you asked me if I would not allow businesses to start in poor community, whatever it is. No, I wouldn't do that. What I want for the purposes of this conversation is for the law enforcement to not try to bait people into committing crimes. I think that that is absolutely wrong, and it should be universally panned. Everybody should just instinctively, you should understand that that's fucking wrong. And it should be illegal.
Okay, so you're suggesting then that we get a team of law enforcement people together and have them bait the baiters. So they get a bunch of bad people and put them out there. And then they hide in the bushes. And then when a team of police put out a bait car, the first team of law enforcement officers arrest the second team of law enforcement officers for putting out a bait car. That's what you're telling me?
I think so. You lost me. Bait babies?
What? Bait, I was just going to go back to bait babies.
This is to me, I'm being serious when I say this. It's ridiculous that we're having this conversation because this practice is so horrible that you defending it is insane to me.
And I think it's funny that you think it's horrible. And I still have yet to understand. You have not given me a good reason why I should think or rethink my stance. And I'm not trying to be funny for the show and confrontational. I honestly don't see what's wrong with it. If you were walking down the street and you seen a car, a nice car with windows down and the car running.
Yeah.
Would you jump in it and drive off?
No.
Why?
Because I have all my basic needs for life are met. If I was poor and didn't know where my next meal was going to come from and I had to have that car to get where, if my
life. Fuck off with that shit.
If the circumstances of my life, so you're going to ask me a question, and then when I give you an answer, it's not good enough for you. If the circumstances of my life were such that, see, you're obviously wrong because you can't have a serious conversation.
Yeah, but you're not giving me a serious answer. Okay, so if all my needs aren't filled, that gives me a right to steal a car.
No. Did I say that it gives me a right? You asked me if I would do it. You didn't say anything about right or wrong. You asked me if I would do it.
Have you ever been broke?
Broke? No, not really.
White privilege.
Yeah, right.
All right. Yeah, so I have. I've never stolen a car. I'm broke right now.
No, you're not. Have you ever stolen anything in your life, ever?
I'm not going to fucking commit perjury.
What? People are pursuing him? What? I don't understand.
You're not going to get me to implicate myself in any crimes that I may or may not have committed in my life.
Right. So you're an asshole, and then you're saying that other people being assholes are is horrible and the cops should bust them for it. You're being hypocritical.
You're a fucking hypocritical. Hypothetical. So you're telling me because when I was 7 years old.
Yeah, that's what I said. 7 years old.
Well, that's when I stole something.
So the last time you stole anything was you were 7 years old.
I just said that was a time that I stole something.
Right. So what about in the last 4 days? Have you stolen anything?
I haven't stolen anything in the last, in all honesty, 25 years, I think. Other than, like, I've never intentionally stolen anything in my adult life. I can say that.
What does that mean?
Well, fuck.
How do you accidentally steal something?
Well, because you could eventually get to a point where you said, have you ever walked out of work with one of their ink pens in your pocket? Yes. Okay, then you stole it. And
then what if they set up a checkpoint looking for ink pens outside your work and then they sent you to jail and they fired you? Would you be okay with that? They wouldn't send you
to jail.
What if they fired you for accidentally stealing an ink pen, you would be okay with that?
Yes.
You're a dummy. You're just saying shit just to say shit. I honestly don't have an argument because this is so ludicrous to me that I feel like I shouldn't even have to have an argument. You think it's okay to bait poor people into stealing shoes just to send them to jail? I don't get it, man. No.
I'm saying it is okay to do whatever you have to do to protect your property.
Wrong.
Yeah, wrong.
People above property, buddy.
You ever been robbed?
No.
Yeah, okay. Then we'll talk about it after it happens to you.
I don't know what that means. So
me neither.
Since I've never been robbed, since I've never been robbed, my opinion's not valid.
Right.
That's stupid.
See, people above property. So you're telling me, do you have a gun?
I refuse to answer that question.
Okay, let's pretend that you had a crossbow.
Yeah, let's do that. That sounds fun.
And you are sitting there in your house.
Shooting apples off my wife's head?
Yes.
Because that's what I would do if I had a crossbow.
And three large guys in ski masks kick down your front door.
Uh-huh.
And they startle you. So you don't...
They startle you? All right. I'm startled.
This is trickery.
I don't think you have to add the startled part when after they kicked down my door, they startled you.
This is theater of the mind, man, and you're fucking it up.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so you have three arrows in your hand. That's all you had left.
Right.
Of course, your wife probably is on the floor bleeding because...
I shot her right in the forehead.
When you were startled. Ah! So what I'm getting at is these guys come in and they say, listen, we're not going to hurt you or your family.
All right.
I want you to sit there.
Uh-huh.
We're going to take your TV and these guitars... Uh-huh. Your computer.
Yeah.
Your wife's panties.
Awesome. Not and, my wife's panties.
And 14 of your synthesizers.
All right.
Would you just say, okay, thank you for not hurting us?
Okay, thank you.
No, okay, thank you for not hurting us.
So if they had a gun to my head.
No guns. They're just
walked in and be like, kick down the door and just start stealing my stuff? No, of course. But that's a stupid question. I don't know
what
you mean.
No, it's not. So what are you going to do?
What are you talking about?
They don't have any weapons. They are just taking your stuff and loading it into their truck. They oddly enough, I don't know why, but it's a truck from Rent-A-Center.
Okay, I know the answer. I know where you're going with this.
I'm just asking for an answer. I'm not going anywhere.
You're transparent in the way that you try to bait me into these things.
It's not transparent, and I'm not trying to trick you. I'm asking you a question.
You are because you started this conversation with, you have a crossbow. Let's say you have a crossbow.
Answer the question.
I would shoot all three of them with my crossbow.
Guilty.
Right. See, you're trying to bait me into something.
I didn't bait you. It was a simple question, and you gave me the answer that I expected.
It was a simple question.
It is people above property, except for you.
That's not true. So you state you, you. It's a simple question. You have a crossbow. You have a crossbow, and three large men with no weapons break into your house to steal your stuff. Are you just going to give them your stuff? That's a stupid premise that you're trying to bait me into a stupid conversation.
You forced me into that premise.
Oh, now back around to where it's my fault again. It's like, God, okay, it's like I'm arguing with my wife.
Do you have a gun?
We've already been through this.
Right, which led me to the crossbow, you fuck. We'll just chalk this up to you not understanding.
That's my line. So you honestly think that you should be able to protect your property above all else? Everybody else's lives doesn't matter. You think that you should be able to park a truck in a fucking poor neighborhood just for the sole purpose of sending people to jail? I'm gonna park this truck.
No. So that's where you're missing an important step in the process. Just because you park the truck in a poor neighborhood does not mean that people go to jail.
Yes, it does. No, it don't.
There's a step in there that has to happen, and that's when people try taking something that's not theirs.
Okay, wait.
Look at all the people that didn't go to jail. You know why they didn't go to jail? Because they didn't try stealing.
Okay, wait. Let's take a truck full of McDonald's food. Or any food.
I will hijack that motherfucker. So,
right.
What? Park it next to a fat camp.
We're gonna take one of those trucks before they fill it with liquid full of gravy, and we're gonna put a stack of cups next to it.
For some reason, I'm picturing like a cement mixing truck.
Hey, cement mixing truck, and we'll throw a stack of cups next to it and see what happens.
Can we make it French fries instead of cups?
So I'm being serious. Say they put a truck with food. And it was a bait truck full of food. You feel exactly the same?
A bait truck filled with food.
Yeah. Some kind of food that would, like a refrigerated truck or whatever, you know, it's a bait truck, but instead of shoes, it has food in it.
Do I feel the same about what?
That's acceptable. They can do that and just arrest people that steal food?
Yes. Yes.
You are like a true conservative through and through. I mean, you literally don't care about anybody. That is so fucking insane to me. That's insane to me, man.
So you're
crazy.
So you think that people should not have charges pressed against them if they go into Walmart and steal food? People should just be able to go in there and take what they want and walk out as long as it's food and as long as they're hungry?
No, I don't think that.
So what's the fucking problem? We think the same thing.
We don't. The problem is that if Walmart said, I'm going to put some stuff out in the parking lot and hopefully somebody steals it so I can put them in jail. That's fucked. No. That is fucked.
How is it a secret that people use bait vehicles and bait trucks and bait babies? Is that a secret?
I don't think so.
Okay, so...
We just blew it wide open.
First off, I have never blown open a bait baby. You sick fuck.
You sick fuck.
So if you just walk around assuming that everything is a sting operation, you'll be fine.
Because that's how you want to live your life.
Yes. I assume that if I see... fucking cup full of gravy on the sidewalk, I assume there's a surveillance camera on.
So why aren't there sting operations in middle class neighborhoods?
Because they don't steal.
Right.
Because the thefts are much lower in nicer neighborhoods. Actually, it's just a different type of theft.
But those thefts are okay.
No, I think that they do sting operations in middle class type to catch middle class people, like insider trading and all that shit. They're not trying to fucking keep the impoverished nations or poor neighborhoods down by doing insider trading sting operations, right?
I don't even know what that means. What's an insider trading sting operation?
I don't know, but I'm sure somebody's done it. You know I'm right.
So you honestly are defending this practice. These cops get together in a room and say, if we put this truck on this street, we will arrest 10 people and send 10 people to jail. And that's a good thing. Let's put this truck on this street so we can send 10 people to jail. And you're like, yeah, good idea.
Right.
That's stupid. That's a stupid way to think.
We've already established that you think deterrents work, right? Yes or no?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. So do you think that there is just one thing in this world that hasn't gotten stolen because somebody knows somebody or heard that the police have put out a bait baby?
Do I think that there's one thing that hasn't been stolen? Like somebody was going to steal something and decided not to?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so then it worked. Deterrence work.
I think that you would be happy if we lived in a police state because you think that it wouldn't affect you. And then once we move to that and it does affect you, then you would start crying about it. You're okay with the police terrorizing poor people because you don't think it affects you.
Parking a fucking truck filled with Air Force Ones in a bad neighborhood is not terrorizing black people.
Poor people. I said poor people. And yes, it is. You are literally you are literally parking a truck to put people in jail.
You think that truck pulls up? That truck pulls up in front of the wherever the fuck they park it, and all the poor people start going, I'm terrorized. What do we do?
You're so naive, man.
I'm the one naive. You are so naive. Last week we established that you have only been around three black people in your entire life. And this week, I'm the one that's naive.
You are.
I'm from the street. And no, not Sesame Street, because I know that's the fucking joke you were going to take.
I hope if you're listening to this and you're taking Doug's side, don't listen to our fucking show. I don't want you listening. You're an idiot. This is the stupidest conversation we've ever had. I mean, how can you... The idea is literally... A group of cops sit in a room and say, if we park this truck on this street, we can arrest 10 to 15 people. And then everybody else is like, yes, all right, 10 to 15 more poor people in jail. Yes, park that fucking truck. Can we get six of those trucks? Yeah. You want people.
Not to steal.
No, you want people, cops.
Not to steal.
You want people, not to cops, steal. To... put people in jail so you don't have to worry about it. And
nope,
and you're okay with it until it affects
you. Don't tell me
you.
What I want, what I really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
This is a fucked up conversation, man. I guarantee you, if you were poor, you wouldn't feel this way.
I am poor.
You're not. You're not poor. You pretend like you're poor, but you're not.
Look at me, poser.
Right. You want all the benefits of being poor without the actual...
What benefits?
You get to steal Nikes out of a truck.
I don't understand what the problem is.
You want all the points for being poor, but you don't
what
want to
points?
Be poor.
What points? Where are these points?
You get social points for being poor.
Do they go on a card?
I don't know.
Do I get to turn them in for a stuffed animal or something?
6 points equals a free cheeseburger.
You're fucking stupid, man. I mean, you're fucking stupid.
No.
If you don't steal, you'll be fine. Don't steal. Get a job. Buy some food. Save up your money. Don't spend your money on instant lottery tickets. And then you can buy yourself a pair of Air Force Ones. Problem solved. Or
This is just a fucked up conversation. It's a fucked up view into your mind. This is insane. Your fucking shit is so warped, man. Just fucked.
So all you've done, in all seriousness, all you've done is thrown out insults at me. You have done nothing to sway my argument. Just that.
Because what can I possibly say? You don't. Your whole argument is don't steal. What can I say to that? You are right. Don't steal, and you won't go get caught in one of these trucks. You are technically right. I don't have an argument to that.
Right.
But to put these trucks in a place where people have nothing and they're scraping by, literally day by day scraping by, they could give a fuck less if they have to steal to get by because their existence is at the very, very, very bottom. And you take none of that into account. All you care is don't steal. You're setting your standards of the life that you live to the standards of the people that are all the way at the bottom, and they're not the same.
So they should be able to steal.
Yep. That's the only argument. We can't have this conversation because the only thing you keep saying, don't steal. And I've already acknowledged. Yeah, don't steal. I acknowledge that.
So they shouldn't be able to steal. I want to know, should people be able to steal based on their income level?
No.
Should people get arrested for stealing based on, so this is a serious question. Should people's, what's it called? Like, if you get, should people's sentences be based on their income level versus the crime they commit? So if somebody has four kids, lose their job, and goes in and steals three apples from Walmart, should they be treated differently than somebody that has a good job, no kids, and steals three apples? Should the sentences be different?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Moving on.
No. Okay. Moving on. This is the stupidest conversation we've ever had. I can't believe you took this point of view. This is insane. I hope it's just for the show.
It's not.
When we're done recording, you can tell me that it was all for the show.
No, I never do that. You know that. I don't want to have this whole conversation over again because we went nowhere other than the fact you're a horrible shot with a crossbow.
we went nowhere because your argument is the same. Don't steal. No. I acknowledge that. Yes, don't steal. But
okay.
You refuse to acknowledge the fact that poor people and middle class people live different lives. Your standards aren't the same as somebody who scrapes by.
No, so all that shit is made up in your head.
It's not.
It is. I'm not even saying that I blame somebody for stealing shoes if they have none. Okay?
Okay.
But I'm still saying that just don't do it. I don't know what to tell you. I donate to Goodwill. I do my part.
What a douche. I am with you. I am with you on the don't steal. I get it. I don't think stealing is okay.
I don't think you do get it.
No, I do. Stealing is bad. I get it. Don't steal. I'm with you. Don't steal. But worse than stealing is putting someone in the position where you know they're going to steal, and the point of this whole operation is to...
Okay, so let's say there's a neighborhood of 100 people, right?
Right.
Just because it's an easy number to work with.
Right.
And it's you know that it's the poorest part of the city.
Right.
I lost you.
What?
All right. Yeah, you said something and it didn't come through.
No, I just said all right.
So you park your truck there, your bait truck.
Yeah.
And you arrest two people. That's 98 poor people that didn't steal to get what they needed. Why? Why are you defending the two that stole and not the 98? Why aren't you saying, hey,
You're not understanding my point. I'm not defending anybody.
You haven't made a point.
I'm not saying that stealing is okay. I'm not defending stealing. I'm saying the other end of it is you shouldn't take joy or try to make people commit crimes so that you can put them in jail. That's not okay. I'm not okay with that.
No, no, and neither am I.
But you are. You're defending it.
No. Parking a truck with merchandise in it is not making people commit crimes.
So if they didn't think the people were going to commit crimes, why would they even do it? Why would they waste the money, the manpower, all the time if they didn't know that the outcome was going to be, we're going to arrest this many people are going to jail? They know that. Everybody knows that. So you're going into it with the intent of, I'm going to put this here and I'm going to scoop these people up and put them in jail. All the thinking is bad people, jail. That's it.
All right, moving on. we adamantly disagree.
Right.
We have different views. You're wrong.
No.
You are for people stealing.
I guarantee you that there's a line where this is going to be split, where the people above a certain income are going to agree with you and people below a certain income are going to agree with me. I that's just the way it's going to be split. That's the way it always is split. You live a very, very comfortable life. You don't have to worry about the police ever parking a fucking truck in your neighborhood. So don't steal. That's the whole problem. Just don't steal.
You obviously don't even know who the fuck you're talking to.
I do.
You don't, obviously. Fuck, there was four people shot outside my house last night.
That's not true.
Or it's not.
It's not.
All right, whatever. You're so full of shit.
Right.
All right, whatever. Are we done, or do you want to keep going?
No, let's keep going. How far are we?
Well, we only made it through three things on our list. We have nine. And we're an hour in.
Ah, fuck it. Let's just keep going. We got to find something funny here. That wasn't funny.
No, I don't want to do a. You know, we're trying to keep the shows at an hour.
We are.
So we can do. We got enough here to just keep recording. We can put out like 3 weeks worth of shows and just be done for a while.
Right.
But then we're not topical.
Then we're not topical.
Next up was going to be another weather report,
but
I don't feel like it.
You're losing steam, are you?
Oh, well, yeah, because I'm conscious of the time.
Why?
Because I don't want to go on for fucking 3 hours. Nobody wants to listen to that shit.
So we split it up into 3 weeks. Nobody wants to. What are you talking about? If we put out shows on Patreon, there are people who are paying to hear more of us. So you think if we give them more for free, they don't want to listen? If they don't want to listen, all they got to do is shut it off. You don't need to be conscious of the time. Just be funny.
Bait Plus babies.
I got that was funny. I got to fucking pee.
All right. You want to take a break?
Yes. We'll take a break. I'll be right back.
All right, everybody. We'll be back in. Hey, hold on. You want? This is going to fuck with everything. While we're gone, why don't you listen to this song from Traverse the Abyss?
Yeah, and then we'll come back after the song, after our short break.
But really what we're going to do is just cut it, so you would have never known that any of this is happening. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Stay tuned. There's another. I'm just watching Anthony take his headphones on and put them back on.
zombies are playing in my mind. One more time, running in circles, the zombies are playing in my mind. One more time, running in circles, it's always replaying.
You never answered the question. Would you be okay if they took a pedophile off the street by using a fake rubber bait baby? So just imagine a rubber baby on the end of a fishing pole and they throw it in the middle.
And they reel it in a little bit and the guy goes forward a little. Yeah. They reel it in a little more.
He's docked in. Hook him.
He's pulling down his pants. Wait for it.
Wait till he's in.
Oh, boy.